Musical worship and announcements and celebrations. Such a cool place to be, even on a rainy day, hey? In the house of God. Our passage today is from Hebrews. We finished the Romans series, so we're just doing a one-off passage today. So it's Hebrews 12, 1 to 3, nice and short. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not go weary and lose heart. And you can see at the top here, I've entitled it Running the Race, or it could be like Sustaining Our Race, but that thought of the race. So we've just got these three verses this morning, just one, two, three verses. That's all we're focusing on today. We've had some really long passages in Romans, but we've got a short one today. And it might seem perhaps a little short, but within these three verses, the writer of Hebrews really packs it in. And you might notice as I go through the message today that I say, the writer. It's because they're not quite sure who wrote Hebrews, so I'm just going to refer them to them as the writer. So this passage shows us as believers that we have an aim. We've got an aim in life. We have got something that we are pursuing. And it's to run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And it might feel simplistic, right? Oh yeah, we've got a race, cool, done. But it sort of gets a bit tricky though when we put it into life, doesn't it? And we think about the highs and lows that we go through, the twists and turns of everyday life. And it can be hard sometimes to keep going, to push ahead. We can easily get like distracted or deterred, or sometimes we can even get like a bit despondent, or we might get a bit dismayed, hey, because life comes in all different ways and we go through so many different things. But the great news is that within this passage, we've got an aim. So we start off with an aim, but within these three verses, we also gives us sort of tips or key things, how we can actually run the race and reach that goal. So we have this aim, but we've got this passage that gives us tips, key ways that we can run that race, which I think is awesome. So we've got the aim and all the things within it. And the first thing this morning on the next slide is run with inspiration. So at the beginning of the scripture, the writer of Hebrews tells us that we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And a paraphrase I read that I really loved, and it stuck with me, it said, since we have a huge crowd of people of faith watching us from the grandstand, you can kind of picture it, can't you? And I want you to think this morning, can you think of a big sports event or a music event or something you've been to which has a really big crowd, maybe in a stadium or outdoors somewhere? I think we could all maybe think of something we've been to that has a big crowd. Hey, an event, sports, music, something like that. And looking around and you see all the other people in the crowd and they're cheering, they're getting excited, they're waving flags perhaps, supporting the players on the field or cheering for the musicians, maybe doing that half-hearted Mexican wave as it goes past, you know, just getting there. The excitement, there's yelling, there's so much suspense and cheering, isn't there, in those crowds. They're getting really excited, they get really amped up into the game. And when I was thinking of this, I thought of the biggest sports game I've been to. And when our family lived in Sydney, when I was a teenager, our family went to a State of Origin game. At Stadium Australia, which I'm not sure what it's called now, but where the Sydney Olympics was held. So a massive stadium, and there was 80,000 people there. So a huge crowd. And we had just moved from Palmerston North. We had just moved from Palmerston North. And I just remember as like a 17-year-old thinking it was so buzzy that like the whole population of Palmerston North basically was in that stadium with us. It was quite funny to think about, like incredible to think about. But it was this massive, massive crowd. And the atmosphere was so electric. I actually don't know if I've been to a game like it since. It was just incredible. And you're either a New South Wales fan or you're a Queensland fan, and there is no sitting on the fence. Like, you're just, you're one or the other. And the supporters are like setting up chants, or they're sending up, there were some quite big taunts as well. They were sending up taunts to the other team to put them off. But it was just such an amazing experience with this whole group of people together cheering on their teams. And I think you might have had, and be thinking of right now, the experience you've had in a really big crowd. And that's sort of what they're trying to talk about in Hebrews, because they would have had their athletic games and things like that in those times. So they are also, the writer is getting people to picture that. So we have this great cloud of witnesses, the heroes of the faith. In chapter right before this, in Hebrews, the writer talks about some of the heroes of the faith that sort of segues into this passage, like Noah, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and so many more that have gone before the people they were writing about and gone before us. And they have run their race and are witnesses to our race. Their testimonies of faith and what they went through, how they ran their race, can give us strength and hope. And when we read their stories in the Bible, we can be encouraged by what they went through and their testimony of how God used them and worked through them, and they were able to persevere in times of hardship and of joy, and how they celebrated and worked through things. And I thought too, you know, we've got the heroes of the faith in the Bible, which is awesome, and there's amazing stories in there. Hey, and we've all probably read a lot of those over our years. But I think we can even look at our own lives. Think of maybe parents or grandparents, godly people that we've met in the church and other places, maybe in sports groups or some awesome teachers that you've had, people who have inspired us along the way in our own journey to be witnesses to the faith. And as their inspiration to us, how they ran their race or are still running their race. And that can give us strength. Looking at their journey, thinking about their journey, can give us the strength and courage to persevere in our own race. I think that's such a gift that God gave us in the Word, that we can look at these stories of people that have gone before, and a gift that God gives us in the people that He places in our lives, that we can look to them and their story and get inspiration that help us to know, yes, I can persevere too. Look at what this person's been through or how they handle that, and it gives us inspiration for our race. And I think that is so cool. So this morning, as I've said, I want you to imagine now, not that you're the spectator, but now I want to imagine that you're the athlete in the race, in the stadium, with your heroes of the faith cheering you on all around you. They might be holding up banners with your name, perhaps, or flags and support, but I want you to picture, you know, your people of witness that are surrounding you, are cheering you on as you run your race. So run with inspiration. The second thought from this passage this morning is run light. And you might be thinking, what does that mean, Rochelle? So let's come on this journey. So it says, therefore, since we have surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that easily entangles. And then in this commentary I read by a theologian called William Barclay, the late theologian, it puts it like this, and I loved it. If we are to travel far, we must travel light. If we are to travel far, we must travel light. So this life, this race for Jesus that we're all running in isn't a sprint, right? It's not one of those ones that's over in a couple of seconds. It's a marathon. It's a race of endurance. And in order to keep going, to have the stamina to reach that goal, that end, we must run light. And it really talks about sin in this part of the passage, and we don't really like talking about sin that much, I don't think. It's a pretty tricky topic, isn't it? It can get quite tricky and personal, but we all sin. We all struggle with it. We have all got sins that entangle us as we live. We can get weighed down by sin and things that happen. And the writer here says, let's throw off everything that hinders, maybe not sin, but things that distract us, but also the sin that easily entangles. So it's not like unfortunately, it's not like if we sin, it's sort of when we sin, hey? And I read this book recently called Northbound. It's by a New Zealand journalist called Naomi Arnold. And it's her experience over about 9 months of walking the Te Araroa track. So that's the track that goes from the whole of New Zealand. It starts, or you can start at either end. But she started from Bluff and then she went to Te Rere Ranga, Wairua, Cape Reinga. And so over that 9 months, she traversed the whole trail of New Zealand. And when she was only about 2 or 3 weeks in the book she says, about 2 or 3 weeks she was in, she realised that she'd overpacked. And, you know, she had to carry it every day through different terrain and different places, and she realised that she'd overpacked. Her pack was too heavy to carry every day for 9 months, every day. And it didn't take long for her to go, I've got to do something. This is hindering me, this is stopping me from getting as far as I need to or to move in the ways that I need to get this done. So what she did is that she packed up all the things that she thought that she could live without that weren't completely necessary, and she couriered them back to her husband who was in Nelson. And then she continued on with the sort of the minimal stuff that she needed, lighter and more free to move how she needed to. Now this morning, I'm not saying to send all your smelly socks and unwanted baked beans and things like that to your other half. They might not appreciate it. But what I am saying here, as we think about it, we've all have sin. Some of it might be habitual sin that weighs us down, right? Sin weighs us down. And so often on our race, it can be a hindrance. It can be really painful to deal with. We know that from experience. Hey, sin is painful to deal with. But what would it feel like to ask for forgiveness and unload that sin with God so that we can run light our race of endurance? What would it feel like to be free of that and to live without that burden as we run our race for God? Just a really sort of a thought of imagery there, like maybe a pack, like the lady, a pack that you can just take off and give to God and lay at his feet. That might be something this morning. Because as we know, Jesus died and rose again. He took our sin and shame so that we no longer have to. We don't have to carry that sin anymore because that's the beauty of what Jesus did for us on the cross, hey? And we can live in that freedom each and every day. What a gift. What an absolute gift. To sum up this thought, I'm going to come back to that wonderful quote. If we are to travel far, we must travel light. Must travel light. The third thought that comes from this passage this morning is to run with perseverance. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Perseverance, it's a noun, it means continued effort and determination. Like I said before, our lives, this race, it isn't a sprint. It isn't just a 10 second, 9 second Usain Bolt. No, it's a marathon, isn't it? And some days it will take a lot of energy for our race. Some days it will feel light and it will feel easy and it will be just really simple, but some days it's like just putting one foot in front of the other, isn't it? Every step counts some days. And that's when we know it's the continued effort, our determination through Jesus that will get us to the finish line. And in that passage, this part of the passage as well, it also talks about the race marked out for us, marked out for each person. And that's the key to being persevering in our race as well, is to mean that we have a race marked out for us. And again, I'm going to use some sporting imagery. It fits very well with this passage this morning. You can't escape it. Imagine sort of like the athletics track. And, you know, there's clearly marked lanes for the runners, aren't there? You line up and there's a clearly marked lane for each person. And that's the image I got here as thinking about the race marked out for us. All the athletes line up at start, they're waiting for it to the race to start. They've got the clearly marked lanes. And in most cases, we know that some of the longer races, they all merge into one lane. But in those short races, they not only run, but they run within the lane. That's the whole purpose, isn't it? Because they want to be unencumbered. They don't want to hit people or jump into someone else's lane or swerving all over the track. That's not it, is it? They run in the lane till they get to the finish line. They run in the lane that has been allocated to them, and they run until they get to the finish in that lane. We each have a race marked out for us, every single person. Every single person here, every single person. And of course, I think it goes without saying, but we need to care for others. It's not like we live in separation. We live in community with people. But if we're always looking around at what other people are doing, or, oh, they're doing that, and I should be doing that, and thinking of that, we kind of lose our focus, hey? If we're not looking at where God has marked it out for us. And I've put here, comparison is the thief of joy. And I think we've all been there, hey? So true. But God has marked out a specific race for each and every one of us. And I think one of the keys to running this race with perseverance is knowing that we all have our own race to run, that God has marked it specifically out for us. And my race will look different to yours, and like Alia's will look different to Ben's, and Niven's will look different to Vanessa's, and Chris will look different to Jackson's, but we're all running the race that God has marked out for us. Hey. Yeah, I think that's really important in that perseverance, is to run that race in our lane with perseverance. In the next part of the passage, it talks a lot about Jesus and about looking at him. And I've entitled it, Run with Focus. So we've had run with inspiration, we've had run light, we've had, run with focus. So in verse 2 and 3, it says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set out before him, he endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. I'm going to use an example of my kids. They're not here to stop me. They're upstairs, so they're a sermon illustration today. So Imogen and Hugh were quite late to learning to ride their bikes. They both only learnt last year, which is probably a little bit old for most kids. Maybe it was because we lived on quite a busy street in Auckland. I don't know, that might have been a factor. But it was such a joy to them when they learnt to ride. Like Imogen would say, I never want to learn, I'm too scared, I don't want to do it. And then when she'd learnt, it was like this whole world opened up to her. And she's like, I love biking. I was like, yeah, I told you. As parents always think, hey. But they were so excited when they learnt to ride, but we were so excited for them when they learnt to ride. But as we were teaching them to ride the bike, I wouldn't call it excitement per se, as I was trying to get them to learn, but we taught them in a car park, and I just remember over and over and over saying, look up, look where you're going, look up, look ahead, look where you're going. Some people are nodding, I can see. And it's like what the writer is saying to us here this morning. He's telling us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, to look to where we're heading. To be with Jesus and to be like Jesus is our goal. Hey, this is our goal, to be like Jesus and to be with Jesus, to run the race with perseverance to the end. And not only is Jesus the pioneer, but also the perfecter of our faith. And when we focus on Jesus, it keeps us focused on our race. We see what he endured, the cross, and the things that came along with that. What he went through gives us not only new life, which is awesome and amazing, what a gift, and it gives us hope, but it also gives us the perspective on the hard things we have to go through too as believers. You know, we go through a lot of things in life, but we fix our eyes on Jesus and we can see what he went through, and it kind of gives us perspective on what we go through as well. We'll be able to attain to our goal if we focus on Jesus, because we've got our eyes focused, we're looking ahead. We're not looking down, we're looking to what's ahead. We're looking to Jesus. And in verse 3, it also says that we won't get weary or lose heart, both of which could stop us from running our race. If we focus on Jesus, he gives us the sustenance and the way forward if we keep our focus on him. As followers of Jesus, we all have this aim to run, hey, and I keep talking about this, run the race of perseverance that is marked out for us. And it's been awesome this morning to look at some of the things that help us, that key things that will help us run that race with perseverance to the end. So we've seen these three short verses, and I think, it packed a lot in, didn't it, in those three verses? And it helps us keep on track with this goal that we have in life as believers, as followers of Jesus. And I'm just going to recap. So it's run with inspiration, looking to our cloud of witnesses, those from the Bible, inspiration from the Bible, but also people we have known and continue to know in our lives for inspiration, to read and hear and talk to people of their testimonies of keeping the faith and running their race. It can be a huge inspiration and a guide to us, those that have come before and those that we walk with today. I've got something practical here as a thought. This week you might want to perhaps pick a story from the Bible. Noah, Joseph, Ruth, David, maybe Mary Magdalene, Jesus, Peter. There are so many people you can pick from. Not that I'm suggesting this, but you could just open a passage of the Bible and you would probably find a story that will inspire you. But maybe this week you might want to take some time to read a story of a hero of the faith and feel inspired and think, yeah, there are my cloud of witnesses, my inspiration to keep going. Or you might want to take someone out for coffee and say, hey, I'd really want to hang out, and maybe them sharing and just talking together inspires you. They're part of your cloud of witnesses, helping you run your race. You know that you've got their story to lean on, or their support surrounding you as you run your race. We talked about running light, looking at what distracts us from our race and sin that can entangle and hold us down. It may be painful, and it often is when we have to deal with sin and think about sin. But maybe this week or in the days ahead, to look at patterns in our lives or things or habits that lead us to sin. And I've put here, repentance leads to freedom. The third one, run with perseverance. Some days it's easy. Some days for all of us it's easy. We have those days. But sometimes it's just one step at a time, one step in front of each other. We have our race to run. And another idea this morning, if it may be helpful, look at ways in which you're running your race, how they're shaping you and how they make your race uniquely yours, which is cool. And maybe it's thinking about your gifts and talents that help you on your race that God has given you, that make them uniquely yours. And the fourth thing, run with focus. We need to keep looking ahead to Jesus, and that was very obvious in the passage. We need to keep our focus on Jesus. No one runs the race and passes any finish line by looking down at their feet. And then I put, how are you going at keeping your focus on Jesus? Simple question, but quite in-depth, hey? How are you going at keeping your focus on Jesus? Have you got good habits with spiritual practices that help keep Jesus at the center focus of your life? And there are so many things here, and I've written down prayer, devotion time, getting into scriptures, maybe getting out into nature, worship. There's so many different things within spiritual disciplines, but having those things in your life that draw you back to Jesus and give you focus on Him. Are there things in your life where you take time in your everyday life to focus on Jesus and draw near to Him? So we've got some practical things we could do that we could think of this week, like reading a story from the Bible, maybe catching up with someone and being inspired by the story, or sharing together about your journeys. It could be doing other things in your week that help build into those spiritual practices. We've also got some resources here this morning. They're not personally made by me, but I have used them in other ways and they've been really helpful. So if you would like to do those, there's some like prayer things that you can take away. There's like an examine thing that helps you think about your day and how you lived your day for Jesus, and questions around spiritual discipline, if those would be helpful. You may have noticed on this side there are some quite big rocks. And you might have been thinking, what's that for this morning? Well, if symbolism helps with you processing things and helps you. There are some rocks here this morning that you might want to take as sort of like a symbol of sin or being weighed down, that you could pick up and put near the foot of the cross as a symbol that you are laying down your heaviness to run light with Jesus. If that would be helpful for you this morning, that symbolism of a rock, to carry it over to the cross and lay it at the feet of Jesus. We're just going to pray and then we're going to go into a time of reflection. If you want to engage with the resources or think about something God's placed on your heart, or the symbolism of the rocks, it will be your time to journey with Jesus, these thoughts, or something else he's laid on your heart this morning. Let's pray together now. Father God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that it speaks so much truth into our lives. It helps us on our journey. We just thank you for this passage about running our race, our aim in life to run the race for you. And we just pray, as we think of some of the things that may have come up for us this morning, we just pray that you would encourage us, that you would challenge us. May we draw closer to you through these thoughts and through the things that we do. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Use this time how you will to engage.